Now, here's the problem with having these bottles is that you're going to want to put them on the table, even though I know they make noise.
Can you put it? Can you handle it, Joel?
It's all right. No, I can't handle it. It's a recording that can't handle it. Squirt in a bottle.
Ah.
Quitazed.
What's quitazed?
Quitazed? I don't know.
Uh-huh. Cool.
I don't speak that much Spanish, right?
Yes, yes, I think no, so.
These are just for looking at. I'm sorry. We should have clarified.
If I may, wow. If I may. Oh. All
right. Cheers.
Cheers. You guys are making noise. Cut it up.
Fizzy.
What does it taste like? A squirt?
Tastes a little bit different than I was expecting, but yeah, squirt.
Mm.
There's a very strong citrus taste with this. Very strong.
Stronger citrus than I was expecting. Mm-hmm.
Opinion? Of the squirt or of the movie? No, the squirt. Squirt. Yeah, we'll get into the movie as soon as the squirt.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are. Oh my god.
Yes, we probably should have announced that probably.
No, 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 no.
Told him.
Hey, that's the way these soda ones go.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is definitely squirt. It says it is anyway. Yeah. So I take that at face value.
I understand. We do often try to trick people though. It's our way. This actually tastes less acidic than other squirt I've had. We're drinking this out of glass bottles. That's what that noise was earlier. No, hey, Fluff.
This is 2% of our daily sodium intake.
Mm.
Okay.
The rest of it's over on the counter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was about 200%. Mm-hmm. I'm joking.
Water, sugar, citric acid, grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
Juice is actually involved in this.
Do you like the flavor of this?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like Hecho in Mexico. That's why they use the juice. Mm. Where'd you get this from?
Ye olde gas station.
Ye olde gas station.
I like the fizz. I like the fizz myself. I think I definitely enjoy a fizzy drink.
I've heard tales of the gas station.
One of my friends, actually, I got this one because I was drinking one of these once a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends told me that her uncle, I want to say, is like a flavor engineer.
Oh.
Was his job.
They who design the flavors that we like.
And he designed part of the squirt flavor.
No way.
Yeah. He just part of it. Designed it.
That's cool.
I don't know if he was the only designer of the flavor.
Do you taste that fifth
but
note?
But he also designed the flavor of the mild sauce that you get at Taco Bell.
He developed the mild sauce. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered.
That's pretty big.
I wondered, like, who decided, like this one's going to be really hot. This one's going to be a mild flavor. Like,
I don't know.
It's an interesting concept that I haven't really thought about very much. You know,
I don't really eat mild sauce. Does it taste citrusy? Like,
no,
not at all. Right?
I just don't know how one gauges.
I only have the fire sauce.
I haven't had Taco Bell sauce in a long time, but it used to be just like slightly sweet, but that chili flavor.
Chili?
Yeah. You know, kind of bitter. I knew you were going to do that.
Well, I guess since this is grapefruit, it makes sense that it's a little bit more tart than other, like, lemon-lime drinks.
Yeah. What, you didn't know it was grapefruit before you started drinking?
No.
I knew it was definitely a citrus, but I didn't know if it was...
Well, maybe because I'm a soda nerd, I knew that. I don't know.
I'm having a very interesting reaction. Like, I'm drinking this, and for whatever reason, my right ear just, like, popped open. I don't know what to tell you.
Like it's lifting you into the sky?
No. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe there was something going on there, but I can hear more now.
Effervescence is affecting you.
There's curative properties to the squirt that was unknown to me.
It's like going to the soda bar back when you used to go to the apothecary and stuff. You'd get the soda elixirs to heal you.
Yep. This has healed me.
You can cure your goiter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How often do you drink squirt, Randall?
Never. I almost never drink soda.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. Relatively little.
One of those intelligent people, see, that's the thing. These guys probably would be the same, but, you know, I force them to drink soda every time I record now.
I mean, I'm just cheap, really. I just always have the water, the free water at McDonald's.
Yeah. outside the Winco, they got that, they got a, like a soda machine that's, it's like, you know, the bottles and the Coke that are like $1.75, but they're 60 cents for the generic brand. Like, I don't care. Put those bubbles in my mouth. Aaron?
Yeah, man.
Give me all those bubbles.
All right.
Stop burping.
I can't help it.
I just can't.
I just had a squirt. I've had a really refreshing squirt.
Aaron, you had a squirt?
I had, yep. I had a squirt, man. It was a refresh.
Sarah?
What?
How do you feel about squirts?
I like the flavor. It's different than I remember it being. Mm. But I remember last time I had one that I thought it was kind of heavy on the citrus, and I didn't know why. And now I totally know it's because of the grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm drinking grapefruit soda.
So is this like a regular feature on the podcast, is to start with a soda review?
Basically, we release two things a week. We do the movie, and then like sometime in the middle of the week, we also release this. We don't advertise it. We just kind of BS around soda. Mm-hmm. It's not even really about reviewing the soda.
Have you guys done like a lot of sodas or
like more than 20? I'd say. Oh, wow.
Have you guys?
Has done, it been like, more than 20 now?
I think so.
Oh my holy!
Have you done like the Japanese Ramune stuff?
Yes, yeah, we did one.
Okay. We only did one, and all of us were like, because it was the melon flavor.
Oh yeah, I don't really like that one.
Yeah,
we all agreed.
I like the strawberry.
Okay.
Most of our library is different kinds of Mountain Dew.
No more Mountain Dew.
Hey, that last one, I was hooked. Oh, I still think about Mango Heat. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh,
Mango Heat,
Mango Heat Mountain Dew.
It was a special edition released with the some video game that came out. And it was
Titanfall 2 flavor. Look, obviously, their marketing structure worked really well on me.
Because now you own 3 copies of Titanfall 2.
It's strange.
He doesn't even have a next-gen system.
I don't. No, it obviously worked. Never mind.
Anyways. What flavor is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of horrible.
Mostly we reflect on how nice it looks when it's outside the bottle. Obviously, this one's it's kind of yellowish, I think. Well, actually, I don't remember.
Quita said.
It's like milky color.
Yeah, it's like opaque.
Yeah. But this is one of the bottled ones that are, you know, they call it like a Mexican Coke. This is a Mexican squirt.
Yeah.
So I think that that's one of the reasons why it tastes different.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm just going to keep burping.
It's been a long time since I've had actual squirt, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I can't even, like, compare the taste. But I can definitely tell the difference between a Mexican Coca-Cola, for example.
I thought Bob gave American. You a squirt last week.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Turkey squirt.
Mm-mm. You're getting some false information, my friend.
Oh my god.
False.
That reminded me of that, like, disgusting thing.
Uh-oh.
From this horror movie we just watched.
Oh. Oh no.
Don't the trailer. Breathe.
Oh. Why did you? No, okay. We're,
the word turkey. Did you see Don't Breathe? The word turkey.
I haven't seen Don't Breathe yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just not go there.
Good things happen? Is that
bad things?
Oh.
Just a very bad unexpected things. Thing.
Okay.
Started to happen. It wasn't follow through, but.
Oh, Don't Breathe. That's right. Ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard the trailer at least looked really captivating.
It seems like a ringing endorsement, right? Like, I need to just go out and see this thing.
Right? I liked it. Okay. I liked it, but it was.
It's like a bunch of kids who want to steal from this blind man.
Kind of. Hilarious. I've heard that,
yeah. It goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stephen Lang, future Cable, and the Deadpool and Cable.
Is he going to be Cable?
It was kind of like
I want reverse, him to be.
It was kind of like a reverse Panic Room.
Oh, interesting.
With less Joker, more Forrest Whitaker.
No, Mark Hamill?
No.
Joker?
What?
All right.
No, other Joker. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll cut it off now.
Squirt. Yeah, squirt's good.
It was good.
Squirt, right?